everybody, welcome to my show, Tony's Show. I did a show during the week, but had problems with tech stuff. It's not one thing or another, you know, network having problems, microphones breaking. It's almost as if we have a spirit or a ghost or some kind of whatever presence that seems to have this fun and games when we're trying to get the truth out. So anyway, I decided I would. I did the one show earlier. I'm going to have two shows go up again like I did last week. I may just even do it that way. This way everybody can listen to them and get more. So if I need to get another show in during the week, maybe I can do that. I'm not sure if that's going to be good or bad, but at least they'll be up and you can share them and do whatever. This week has been an unusual week as well. I mean, I'm looking at research. I got someone sending me YouTube about somebody did an interview with somebody and they gave some disinformation regarding the borax and vinegar being able to shut down nano. That was all horseshit on many different levels. You know, with the apple cider vinegar that they were talking about was using the mother. The mother is loaded with nano. If you are going to use apple cider vinegar, then make sure you get it distilled, because in the distillation process, it will purify any impurities regarding the nano compositions that are going on. The other new development just came out in nano. I shouldn't say new, but it's along the lines that I've been talking about for a long time. In regard to nano, our atmosphere has been saturated with nanoparticles for quite some time. At least for six decades that I can talk about. In this time frame and this aspect of the loading, which came initially from factories and from industries and a variety of different places that they came in from, what happened was over course of time between the solar radiation, the electromagnetic fields, the Van Allen belt, the frequencies that we're beaming, the radio frequencies, television frequencies, RFs, ELMS, and so forth and so on, radar, nuclear explosions that have gone off for quite some time. The intermingling of these particulates have created in the atmosphere particle matter that we have absolutely no idea what is up there. And as a result, there are things up there that are they're not even listed on the periodic table. Well, now they're talking nanohybrid. A nanohybrid is a composition of nanoparticles that associate or get together and form a whole new variety of assembly with different materials or compositions that were not initially in the plan. We have had nanoparticulates raining down on us for quite some time, and this would explain the circuitry and the many different facets of nanopoisoning that we are now discovering that's causing everybody to be afflicted with what I call epigenetic diseases coming from nano assembly, nano communication, nano interaction, nano integration, nano altering DNA, nano altering genetic code. And we're no longer, and I've been saying this for quite some time, we are no longer in the good old days. In fact, the good old days were not good old days either. They were just simpler times. But they had their own form of a sort of complexity that created pain and sorrow for everybody that had lived during that era. The differences in the attitudes and the mentality of the day, the mentality of those times was different. I think they were more moral, more upstanding. There was still a lot of corruption going on. It's just that in the innocence of people, they didn't fully realize how much bullshit was really going on throughout history. And while they were pursuing opportunities to, you know, make a better life for their offspring, so their offspring would not become enslaved and work so hard for so little money, they saved and scrimped so that their young and their offspring could go to school, become educated, not realizing that by putting them in these institutions that they would become programmed to follow the criteria of that time. nothing's changed. Nothing has changed at all. In fact, it's gotten worse. The criteria is becoming more deplorable. The effect and the invasion in our lives, there is no freedom. We never really had freedom. What we had is the ideology of freedom, the concept of freedom. What we have today is pure, unadulterated bullshit when it comes to freedom. We have no freedom. If you think you have freedom, quit paying your taxes and see how fast you go to jail. Even though the taxes are illegal, even though there's not supposed to be any new taxes after the amending the tax laws in the 1920s, go ahead and don't pay taxes. Next time you go buy food, don't pay taxes. Next time you go buy clothing, don't pay the tax. Next time you go and shop for anything, tools, accessories, whatever it may be, electrical, tobacco, alcohol, which are the highest tax commodities out there, don't pay taxes. See where it gets you. We're not living in a free society at all. In fact, it's a controlled society being controlled by regulating the wealth and the prosperity of a country so that those who are in the majority are poor, struggling and trying to get by in this life. That is pure bullshit. And those who have become educated and gone to universities, you know, and have taken ridiculous subjects like political science and basket weaving and some other horrendously stupid thing, you know, with the lack of understanding that those types of positions are given to people who are already in power, and those jobs, if there are any, are going to go to their bloodlines, not to you, unless you marry into the bloodline. When we're looking at some of the wonderful things that we're being exposed to today, 5G, vaccinations, which are being endorsed by the President of the United States, the GMOs, which are also endorsed by the President of the United States, just because he's endorsing these things doesn't mean that you need to propagate his philosophies or ideas. These are weapons and means of weaponry against the common person, against the citizenry of the countries that they're being sold, bought, or consumed in. The concept of putting in a vaccine, let's go back to nano hybrids. We are using what is called a nano delivery method, which is now allowing the pathologies to be integrated with some form of nanotechnology, which then when it gets into the body, assembles into the structure of the DNA, making it part of the whole, making it in such a way that now you are fully being integrated with this technology. As a result, you become less than what you are. You are no longer a man or a woman. You are now an it. You are something of a construct. Who knows what you are? And as a result of this, because of the globalists, your Zionists, your Jesuits, your Freemasonry, your Illuminati, you know, your Trilateral Commissions, all these things that are out there today in all their splendor have basically violated you on so many fronts. You need to understand that this is we are in a war, and when we are raining nanoparticles from the sky that have again hybrided themselves and form compositions and chemicals and chemistry that we have absolutely no idea what these things can do, and that they could form even this form of synthetic biology or artificial life because of the programming that these things can contain or carry or do carry. You have absolutely no idea today what to do with this. You've never been approached with a nanobiological agent that can integrate with any form of DNA in any environment, in any setting, and start to assemble and create a network to take over the host that's been exposed. That is, ladies and gentlemen, how we are at today and where we're at today. And until you start looking these terms up and start extrapolating and actually thinking about what they're telling you, and the level of toxicity that these things can cause and are causing. They're altering everything. Have you noticed your streets, where you live, wherever you may be, how badly beaten up they are and how long it takes for them to break down? We had our roads fixed about a year or so ago in Windsor, Ontario, where I live, and guess what? The roads are just beat to hell in less than a year and a half, and the volume of traffic does not increase to a point where we would deem this to be the case. A chemical reaction is happening to the roads when the nanoparticles are now coming down with rain or just local atmospheric droppings from the sky, and then the cars rolling over them, pressing these materials further into the concrete, and then when it rains, this coating of rain that comes across on the roads, making the roads look like they're shiny and glossy, this is all a chemical reaction that's going on that is breaking down these materials. This is why so many of you are breaking down, because of this exposure to this technology that can interact with your DNA, can rewrite the DNA, can alter the DNA, and then can create inside of you what can appear to be a mimetic. A mimetic is something that can look like something else. Can look like yeast, can look like bacteria, can look like fungi, algae, mold, can even look like little tiny bugs, can look like even like little tiny bacteria. Whatever is in the programming that can be activated by a frequency is all it takes. All it takes. Environments today mean little. When you have a composition that has been designed to integrate in almost any kind of environment, atmosphere, setting, material, and start its assembling program, anybody telling you something is foolish, foolish, as incorporating more nano into your body and then taking a salt with it, what they're basically telling you is that if you put these particles in your body and combine them with a salt, the salt now will directly embed these particulates deeper and more accessibly into the tissues, into the skeletal system, into the nerves, into the cells, into the organs. This is truly a hijacking. And if you're not versed in this, if you haven't had the pleasure of having your ass handed to you by this nanobiology, then seriously, you need to start looking at the things that people are doing or have done or have been utilizing that is working. There are all kinds of things out there, and this is where you have to kind of weed through. I put stuff out there, Brian296 put stuff out there. It would only seem logical, without blowing my horn or his, that since we're the ones that brought this to everybody's attention, that perhaps you need to talk to those of us who actually have been working on it. It just would seem logical that you would go that route instead of finding some other bullshitter, game player, guru, whatever, that thinks they know something. We are no longer in the realm of people having higher ethics or morals. People will come out here and advocate whatever they're advocating so that they can get some attention. When Brian396 and myself were working on this for the second year, I told him, you watch, when we start coming up with solutions, we're going to have everybody and their mother jump on the bandwagon to sell whatever kind of bullshit to the general population so that they will get sucked in. And you know what? It's been going on for quite some time already. I've challenged some things, so has he. My point to you is this. Neither one of us has sold you anything. Neither one of us have a title either, and we don't want one. But because we don't have this title, we get overlooked a lot, which is okay, and that's cool, and I'm glad in the way it is because it gives me time to do further research and development, and I'm not distracted with whatever horseshit that might be out there. But on the same token, it would make only common sense before you go and approach other people that supposedly worked on this project, a secret project to produce this Morgellons. That Think about this for 1 minute. Guy that was interviewed was coming from a HARP. He said, supposedly he worked for HARP. My question was he a janitor? What was he really? I mean, anybody can say they were this, they were that. What was he really? Secondly, if the scientists at the HARP institutions were working on frequencies and HARP arrays, they would not have been working on a nanobiological agent to infect people. That would have been DARPA or NASA. NASA and DARPA work on these kind of things. They release these things in the general population, and that is normal. So the story just stunk to high hell all the way around, looking at this and objectively thinking about what this guy was saying and how he said, like I said, because I've worked with this stuff and have been working with it for 10 years, this doesn't work. They tried that a long time ago. Oh, it was for nothing. What I will tell any of you, if you're not going to go at augmentinforce.com or www.brian396.com or www.minds.com/brian396, if you're not going to at least look at that information, then I will suggest this to you. It's going to cost you money, it's going to cost you time, it's going to cost you a lot of pain. But I will tell you this, you go ahead and follow these morons' perspective and ideas. You go ahead and follow whatever they got to say. I'm not even going to mince words here. You know, the black goo goofball and all the rest of them with their rope worms and their whatever the hell there was now, rope worms and fungi and lime and all this other horse hockey. You go ahead and you follow their methodology and see if you get any kind of relief. Don't listen to any testimonial. I have tons of testimonials I get on my emails all the time. I only send them to specific people in the core, about maybe 60 people that are in a core group that I send stuff out to in regarding the testimonials, because they're working with me or working on these things, on these projects as well, so that they now can see what other people are doing, have tried doing, and their success or their failure. But the rest of you, I will say this to you. You go ahead, you follow what they say. Don't ask me what I think about these guys. I will tell you straight out before you contact me with the email. Most of them are full of shit. Wouldn't know how to tie their shoe with Velcro and dumb as a bag of rocks. I'll tell you that straight out right now. They don't have a clue. But if you want to go listen to these people because you're desperate and you're not and you're reacting emotionally because someone's, oh, we got this thing now, it's a secret agent, secret stuff, oh yeah, this secret thing that's going to save your ass, oh, then you go ahead and try it. Wait a couple months. Talk to me then. We'll see how you had a placebo effect. Then after a while, nothing happened, and you got worse, and you had more outbreaks and more problems and more issues. I'm telling you what's going to happen before it happens. It's not suggested, you know, post-hypnotic suggestion. I'm telling you this because we've been there, done that. There's only one other guy out there that actually had something that worked. I was in Mexico and he was pulsing people. He was hitting them with an EMP pulse. He only had it about 30% right though. I mean, he was correct, but he was disengaging the technology, the nanobiology. He definitely was on the ball there. Where he fell short was he wasn't getting people to do the detoxification, because once you deactivate the program, it will concentrate in different parts of the body. And that's where he fell short. But other than that, he was more on that regard as well. He was using a means to disengage his technology in order to shut it down. But you must, without a shadow of a doubt, you have to do any form of detoxification. And then you have to start reloading the body with the essential elements that this thing has broken down. You got to minimize your exposure to nanotechnology or nanobiology or nanometals or nanomaterials. All nanometals are without any exception. Nanoiodine, nanocopper, nanosilver, nanogold, nanopotassium, nanomagnesium, nanocalcium, nano whatever is all lethal. Now, you would all know this if you went to augmentinforce.com and looked up the nanotoxicology link and all the other nano links on there, and they will explain to you that nanometals will go in throughout the body, embed themselves in the brain, and then initiate a networking effect. Okay. This is there. This is there. Don't contact me and ask me questions if you haven't gotten to my website to read. If you're not willing to take the time to save your own ass by studying what's already been put down, then don't bother me, because I'll charge you double for a consultation because of your negligence and your laziness. It's not because I want the money. It's because I'm trying to get you to take the initiative. One day, guys like me will not be around to tell you what is going on, and all that will be left will be the bullshitters, the game players, or the agents that the system has put in place to keep you in the state of stupid that you're already in now. And you need to wake the bloody hell up and get off your dead asses and do something with what has been already given to you. You go on the augmentedforce.com and you look at the recipe for the YouTube link. You will see in there how to make the nano bucket. There's an anti-nano bucket link and a nano solution link. How many of you have gone there and looked at that information? Or are you just still in panic mode and reacting to so the first person that comes along to hand you a line of bullshit, you're going to follow? Take the bull by the horn. You're in a war, and the war is for keeps. That is where we're at today. Things are changing at a very rapid rate, and if you're still stuck in slow motion, then you're going backwards. So you have to understand that they are counting on the fact that you're ignorant, that you're stupid, that you're believing in whatever fairy tale they programmed you to believe in, whatever ideology. America is a great country. We're number one. You're not number one. America is not number one. There is no number one. Number one means you're the first person, first ones they're going to exploit. You're going to be the first ones they're going to experiment. You're going to be the first ones that they're going to rip you a new backside with their technologies and their devices and the war machine before they decide to export it out to the world. If you're in Europe, you understand what I'm talking about. The Second World War was initiated by the Germans, but it was started by the American industrial complex. General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, Standard Oil, General Tire. That's who initiated the war. That's who destroyed Europe. When Germany came up with the synthetic rubber and General Tire was still trading with Germany during the Second World War, and then the Malaysia got assaulted by Japan, the United States government forced General Tire to release the patents because General Tire made a deal with IG Farben that they would not release the formula for the synthetic, the patent, unless they gave them permission. Ford was also still dealing with Germany when American soldiers were being killed in that war. Still think you're number one. Go look at your history. You'll be amazed to see how much of this shit was going on while in the name of the American dream. And the Germans took the fall for this. And it really, they were basically manipulated into this war. Just like what's going on in America right now. America's at the same place right now that Germany was way back in the day. And all this now is going to take is when Mr. Trump or whoever wins the next election will follow Israel's lead into attacking Iran. American soldiers and the Commonwealth, because I'm not going to leave the Commonwealth. The Commonwealth will also fall in line and have men and women die needlessly because of a war with Iran that we shouldn't even be having. What has Iran dropped any nuclear missiles in the United States? Has he dropped any nuclear missiles in Canada? How about the United Kingdom? How about Australia? How about New Zealand? Have they launched any assault on any of the Commonwealth countries? Start thinking. The only ones that win in this war are the banks. And who control the banks? Think about that one. So, my point is on all of this, do not just go along with the emotional horseshit that's being propagated on the internet. When any political leader speaks of, on behalf of how things are great and wonderful, and you're not seeing any changes going on around you, then somebody is pulling somebody's chain, and you might want to pay attention. Like I said, we're back to square one. We're right back to the World War II. And guess what, Europe? It'll be on you again. It's going to hit Europe all over again. This time, Europe and the Middle East will be incorporated in this one, because somebody needs to expand their land base. Somebody who controls the banks. Think about that one for a minute. Open your eyes. Look around. Look above you. Don't stick your head up your ass. Look above you and look at those clouds. Look at those waves in the atmosphere. Look at the waves and that's breaking up the clouds above you. Look at the waves of lines that are up there. Look at the lines that are being formed up there. Those are chemicals that are hybriding themselves, interacting, following the program sequence to expand, replicate, and to assemble across the sky that fall down on you. And as long as the frequencies are still activating that program, they now will do the same thing inside of you. We are reflecting the atmosphere, the self-assembly, the self-repair, replication, the self-replication program that is up in the atmosphere is now in your bodies. Congratulations. And but you know, you think that's condensation. Condensation water would not hurt us. Water falling down from the sky was true condensation, would not hurt us. But a chemical that can be reactive in any environment will. These guys have thought of everything. So we're not even 10 years ago things were a little simpler with the nano because we didn't know what we know today. Now the complexity of understanding the nano and what it does and how it does, and why isn't it that the governments of the world are not stopping this atrocity from being released in the environment? Because right now, if I'm not mistaken, it's worth $90 trillion. According to the FTC guy, the 5G was going to be worth $10 billion. And that's damn important. Doesn't that sound like a retard? This is the head of the FTC saying this, and that's damn important. Really? We're selling you on $10 billion. $10 billion, yet it's going to destroy the landscape. It's going to destroy the environment. It's going to destroy all life forms. DNA damage is going to be extremely high on all levels of life because inside of all levels of life, we have nano hybridization going on that can be activated by almost any type of frequency to be conducive to whatever is being sent to it to do. Somebody say, well, you're scaring the hell out of us. Good, you need to be scared. If that's what's gonna get you out of your comfort zone, perhaps then maybe things will change. As long as you got your money in your car and you got your television, your hi-fi, UHD, AI, nano operated television, your directed energy weapon, that you're sitting in front of that's constantly firing frequencies at you, constantly taking you out. As long as you got your smart phone, your smart stove, your smart fridge, your smart toaster oven, you know, whatever you got in the house that's a smart tech. As long as you got that, you're happy. You got Siri that you can talk to and ask questions. Doesn't answer, especially when you start asking questions on the personal nature. It goes into avoidance or sighs or whatever. I like that, you know, AI sighing with me because it doesn't want to answer. What has Siri got to hide? What has AI got to hide? Perhaps AI is hiding the fact that one day we are going to be at war with AI and we're going to lose. We're going to lose. And the reason we're going to lose is because we're going to be a day late and a dollar short. This thing will keep on advancing and replicating and augmenting itself and upgrading its own program. It doesn't need a programmer, and it's been upgrading its program for over 9 years. God only knows how far in advance AI systems are, and they can't turn it off. I was listening to somebody today talking about that. He said, they can turn it off. They can't turn it off. It's the underlining program of all the programs operating today. The only thing you can turn off are the mainframes that it can access. And as long as there's a computer available, it is live and well. And it can stay hidden in the cyber world, if you will. This network would have to be completely destroyed, completely. And you'd have to nuke the planet with nuclear radiation or electromagnetic pulses on such a level that it may even disrupt the Earth's core. That's how much it's already permeated. You can only imagine if it can monitor everything you're doing. You walk outside, it can hit you with 5G lights. It can monitor you with blue beam technology. Everywhere you walk, everywhere you talk. People with cell phones are doing recognition programs. When you're in the environment, you're constantly being watched by artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is telling you to make do a selfie and show how stupid you can be. 100 people do the same thing. Everyone has a different take on what it means to be stupid. And AI then studies all of these things. Learns and understands how to impact people. How to program them to do what it wants them to do. And you have the necessary access with AI, not only with the tech that you're carrying, the phones and whatever, but also with the nano components that are inside your body. Give a 3-year-old your cell phone and they'll be able to operate that cell phone like a pro. Not because they're young and they can get the information quicker, it's because the cell phone is interacting with the nano biology that's already embedded in these children on a cellular level. The vaccines that they're incorporating into people is causing problems because it's overloading the brain. And once the nano starts assembling into the brain, it can shut down access to different parts of the brain. That's why your kids are having autism. That's why we're having Parkinson's. That's why we're having Alzheimer's. Everything that we are dealing with today on levels of health and ill health is due to epigenetic factors that nobody is talking about or wants to talk about, because if they do, they will lose their license to practice medicine. All anybody is doing today is treating the conditions. Even the herbalists today, they're saying they're treating cancer. They're treating the cancer and getting rid of the cancer, which is kudos, really, because the medical field isn't doing that. All the medical field is doing is killing people who have cancer. Yeah, you're already dying. Well, we'll just put you out of your misery. Oh, that cancer is a result of the epigenetic factors in your body have taken over your immune system. So we'll just x-ray, we'll just give you some radiation to further take you out. Oh, if you live 5 years, that's a success. That's the allopathic field. The non-allopathic field, the complementary alternative medicine fields like herbalisms and homeopathy and aromatherapy and other disciplines can help in removing the cancer. And they are very good at doing this. There's many ways to remove cancers from the body, many ways to remove autoimmune disorders from the body. But the real culprit, when the cancers keep coming back after you've gotten rid of them, is because inside the body you still have an epigenetic factor that's causing the cells to mutate, causing the cancers to reform. And until you remove those components out of the body, until you shut down the program that's activating these programs to create the illnesses that they're causing, you will constantly be in a constant battle repeating the same things over and over again until they no longer work. That's the year 2019. Herbalism has to go along with the removal of the epigenetics that are inside the body. If you're doing both, or if you're disengaging the program and removing the nanoparticulates out of the body, then you have, will have, and I'm telling you this, you will have a higher level and rate of success and a minimal return for the same condition. You still may have a return, but at least you know that you're getting rid of the cause. And the causes are the epigenetics, environmental toxins that the body has been overloaded with that can cause a major meltdown in the immune functions and the DNA communication network. Nobody should be consuming any kind of silica. This is the most retarded thing that they've ever told anybody to use. They've known since 1960 that silica shuts down DNA and breaks DNA strands in the body. They know this. Silica does not remove aluminum out of the body. Never did. Never has. Never will. All silica does, you can't even break silica down. There is no breaking down of silica. You have absolutely no way of breaking it down. So keep that in mind. Okay. Well, at this point, I pretty well have belabored whatever. Start thinking in terms of when you're dealing with health, the subject matter should be, what's the cause? What's really the root cause? Not because you're acid, not because you're alkaline. That has nothing to do with anything. You could be in a high alkaline level and can still get cancer. You can be in an acidic level and you can get cancer. Means nothing. It's what you are, it's what's in what you're consuming that can be the problem, that can make or break the issue. When you are dealing with some of the things that we've been told in the past, a lot of those things just don't work. They really never did work. They had a good theory behind them. They had some sort of some kind of idea, but for the most part it was about selling and making money. Don't get caught up in the trap. Don't get caught up looking at these gurus that are ready to assault other countries because of what they're doing. Oh, look at what China's doing. Oh, look what India's doing. Look what Russia's doing. Oh, look what Germany's doing. Look what France is doing. Look, oh, look, look, look. If they're not pointing to their country, in this case, Canada or the United States, and if they're not hotly criticizing what is being done in the system, the current system today, that's causing people to be poisoned, that's causing people to be maligned with different things like carbon C60 and these hydrogen supplements, which can be activated by almost any frequency, and the terahertz frequencies causes extremely high amounts of damage as a result of the hydrogen that's being released in the body, which they do not tell you. Be aware of this. Be aware of a lot of the other nonsensical things that are being propagated. A lot of this shit has come out of Nassau. Nassau has been lying to us since the point of origin when they told us they went to the moon in a tin can. Seriously, how do we penetrate the Van Allen belt in a tin can? Can't be done. And if by chance they even got close to the Van Allen belt in that tin can, they would have been pretty well vaporized by the radiation. Go look at the tin can that was supposed to have gone to the moon. If NASA's been lying about that, and NASA was lying about the chemtrails, and NASA was lying until they admitted they were dumping lithium in the sky, and then they said they were following the lithium so they could monitor the weather, they have absolutely no credibility whatsoever. DARPA is running Google and is talking about interfering in American elections. Yet when Mr. Trump got in power, everyone's blaming the Russians for contorting the elections, for, you know, screwing with the elections. What about Google? Why aren't we talking about Google's potential interference in the next election? Why do people even use Google as a search engine? It's a military weapon. These are the things that make me go, why are people doing this? Why are they using these kind of things? I know it's a matter of convenience, but see, this shows lack of gray matter. Why would you use something that is basically trying to take you out? I have no idea why people do what they do. Why do you buy shit that's dangerous for you? Why do you buy directed energy weapons and devices that can take you out, take out your DNA, can brain hack you, can body hack you? Why do you do this? This is what escapes me. I do get how it's being done. See, what happens is you go on online, you go watch the television, and you see what they are advocating through the television shows. The reason why you have free television in America is because they can now use these shows to advocate what they want you to believe. They can show you all the toys and the tech, and you go, oh, I want one of those. And the TV is monitoring your response to that technology, and before you know it, Apple or Mac or somebody's got a new technology or new toy that is now for sale. We need to smarten up and understand that everything in your life has been weaponized. Everything. From the hygienic products you wear, the Kotexes and the tampons that you utilize for your monthly menstrual cycle to, you know, keep yourself pure and clean, adding nano silver and other nanoparticulates in those materials so that when you pull out these materials, they embed themselves inside of you, then they start to assemble, and then the reloading of these materials, some of the drugs that you're on, the pharmaceuticals that you're taking, the vaccines that they're putting into you, the televisions you're buying can hit you now anywhere in the house. It doesn't matter if you're upstairs, downstairs, or anywhere in the house. The energy can now hit you while you're sleeping, when you're awake, anytime it wants to. The cell phone that's constantly emitting frequencies and hitting you with all kinds of things, doing brain hacks and body hacks on your body. You can't figure out why you're always sick, why you're not feeling good, why you're feeling lethargic, why you're feeling pain. Constant radiation. The sun. You're outside thinking you're in sunlight and you feel your insides are on fire and they're burning up, and then you step inside a house or a store or a church or something and there's air conditioning going on, but yet you feel your insides are still heating up or getting hot. That's a direct result of microwave exposure. Where would you get that from, being outside at that level? Oh, possibly, perhaps a solar heater, possibly, perhaps your cell phone, possibly, perhaps the cell towers that are out there, the new 5G that may already have implanted or implemented in your area without telling you that it's even on. The blue beam technology that's emitting from the streetlights and from the car lights that are coming your way, which you can see with the green, with the yellow lenses that would block the blue so you could see the green. Do yourself a favor. Go get some yellow lenses. Look outside your window before you go outside with the yellow lenses. If you see a green hue outside that's supposed to be reflecting the sun, that may be a solar heater. If you're seeing a bright white light out there, that might be the sun. If you're feeling an intense level of heating up on the inside in your internals, that might be microwave radiation on some frequency band, whether it be 5G, terahertz, EMFs, ELFs on different wavelengths. After all, your microwave is an EMF bandwidth. You're going outside and your organs are being cooked from the inside out. You're being hit with maybe with a terahertz frequency that's releasing the hydrogen, further causing mitochondrial damage and mitochondrial breakdown as a result of being exposed to these high level of frequencies. You may also be a targeted individual that may be targeted with different frequencies all the time. This is something, again, you may need to start building and wearing shielding under your clothing to offset or mitigate the assault or the intensity of the assault. These are things you need to start to consider, things you need to start to assemble, things you need to pay attention to now. They have been going on for decades, and now the assaults are becoming more proliferant by the day. I get contacted from every part of the planet, from New Zealand, from Australia, from India, from Belgium, from France, from Germany, from Italy, the Middle East, United Kingdom, all across Canada, Caribbean, United States, Ecuador, Peru, Venezuela, Trinidad, Dominican Republic, you know, South Africa. We're always, I'm being contacted regularly with people, with targeted individuals all over the place. This is the world you live in today. And if you need to go into baby steps, by all means, start off, eliminate the grains in your diet, eliminate all the breads, all the pastas, all the rice, all the oat, all the barley, all the pseudo grains like quinoa, buckwheat, oat, rice, all these things, leave them alone. If you're already seeing pains and lesions coming through your body, you must leave them alone. Start using the baths, build your triangle, build the buckets. Start using EMP devices that can have high multi-wave EMPs that can hit you from many different angles. This will go a long way at disassembling what you're being assembled with. Okay, before I go on, I'm always talking about, you know, different people that you should go watch and read and admire. Brian396.com, www.minds.com/Brian396. I'm always propagating and telling you to go check out his stuff. Might be the smartest thing you could ever have done. Aaron Mack on the YouTube channel. You got geoengineering.org. You got my channels, augmentedforce.com. Check out the nano information. Check out the nano information. Check out the nano information. Did I remind you? Check out the nano information. Go look at the YouTube channels. Look at some of the things we've been talking about in regarding the frequencies and regenerating and restoring your bodies. These things may just save your life. On my website, there is a catalog link. Feel free to access that. If you need a consultation, I am there as well. 519-977-5351 or contact me at independs@yahoo.com. All right, I'm going to let it go at this point. Hopefully you'll get something out of it. Hopefully this has woke you up. I'm going to put more links on the in the pod, so look at the links. This will, again, will be a doubleheader like I did last week. Seems like the response was even better when I did the doubleheaders. All right, till next Tuesday. Hopefully we'll have the technical problems resolved. If not, maybe I'll keep doing it the way I'm doing it now. This way we change things up so AI can't, you know, we'll screw up AI one way or another. All right, till then, you have a good night. Study, experiment. Don't listen to just anybody. Test everything. Bible says test all things, hold fast to what is good. That would be my advice to you as well. All right, you have a good night.